Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you until 10 o'clock this evening. And, you know, it's getting expensive out there. It's getting expensive to buy all kinds of things. But it's also getting expensive in terms of saving for your retirement. It's becoming more and more difficult. Making ends meet, refinancing your mortgage, buying a house. All of those things are more difficult because of inflation and interest rates. And to break down exactly how these things impact our lives, I wanted to reach out to the president of Central Bank of St. Louis, Dan Kleffner. Dan, it's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, Greg, thank you very much. It's great to be with you again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I read the Wall Street Journal every day, and I read just today that the CPI, that's the Consumer Price Index, rose 3.5% from a year ago. And one of the problems, Dan, I know you can appreciate this, is when you start talking about money or finances, it's easy for people's eyes to roll up in the back of their head. But the bottom line here is that this is more than expected, and it's clearly occurring after we had a large number of interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve. So what do you see right now in terms of where interest rates are going?
Well, As you just mentioned, they're going up. The inflation rate is going up. So interest rates, everyone had expected to go down, that the Fed, according to some, was going to lower the interest rates, you know, five times throughout 2024. When inflation didn't drop like everyone had expected, or I should say the Fed had expected, they sort of paused. They're taking a wait and see approach, which is reasonable, and that's kind of where we are. And you know, as inflation has creeped up the last couple of months, not a lot, but a little bit, I think that sort of delays any sort of expected decrease in the rates from the Fed.
And we all know, Dan, that the stock market is always trying to anticipate what's going to happen 6 months down the road. But after that CPI data came out, and the Dow today and the S&P 500, they both dropped by almost 1%, both of them. Is the financial sector changing its mind regarding whether the Fed will actually increase rates this year instead of cutting them, as you just mentioned a moment ago?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk over the last couple of months, really, about whether or not the Fed really was going to make five cuts. And most people that follow the Fed really have sort of already changed their minds and had thought really they're not going to start cutting until June, July. And I think that's probably still the consensus in terms of the market. You know, as you know, probably as well as I do, that, you know, the market can be pretty reactionary on days when big announcements are made.
Sure.
So I'm not, you know, too concerned about that.
Right. So from day to day, though, as you are the president of Central Bank here in St. Louis, obviously interest rates are something that impacts your bottom line in terms of operating a bank.
Very much so, right. Our whole business is built on interest rates and the spread between the loans that we make and the deposits that we take in. And 2023 was very challenging in that regard, and mainly because interest rates went up just so quickly during that period of time. And certainly our borrowers would love to see rates drop. And our mortgage loan officers would like that as well. We'd like to see a lot more activity in the mortgage market.
Absolutely. We're talking to Dan Kleffner. He's the president of Central Bank of St. Louis. And Dan, I'm not going to ask you to predict this one way or the other, but just hypothetically, let's assume that if interest rate cuts are off the table, at least for this year, and if the Fed starts even discussing or hinting at the need to increase rates again, how would that impact finances in general, but the stock market in particular?
Well, as a banker, I'm not really a stock prognosticator, but I would say that if rates continue to go up, or if rates were to go up, then I think the general expectation would be that the market would not appreciate that and would react negatively to that. In my opinion, I think the Fed's in more of a holding pattern. It takes some time for the rate increases that they did push through in 2023 to take effect. That's pretty well known. But I'm sure, the fact that inflation's creeped up a little bit in the last few months is definitely on their radar.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we've all seen gas prices go up recently. They've been going up quite a bit here in the very recent past, last couple of weeks. And of course, folks, regular folks feel the pain every time we fill up our gas tanks, but energy prices impact more than just fuel for our cars. So, Dan Kleffner, how is it that rising interest rates, or rising rather inflation, actually, how does that influence how we pay for virtually everything that we buy?
Well, I mean, if you use just the fuel example, I mean, it flows through to transportation companies. It flows through to manufacturers that use fuel in the production of their goods. There are certain manufacturers that produce plastics that have oil in their production of their goods. So it just goes on and on. You're right. I mean, it's throughout the economy. So if inflation were to start creeping up back where it was in mid 2022 at 9% levels, we got some problems on our hands.
But rising interest rates, and this is what I really wanted to talk to you about as well, Dan, is that rising interest rates, they do have some silver lining. I mean, even if folks do folks even still have passbook savings accounts? Do those things still exist?
They do. I don't know that we have the books anymore, but we do have savings accounts, and we probably do have some customers that actually have the books still. I think that you make a great point. We have a significant number of customers that for years were underpaid, in my opinion, they're just under savings.
Sure.
And they've done really well over the last year and a half. CDs are a thing, or a product that we really weren't selling much of prior to 2023. And I'd say CDs are probably one of our most popular products now.
So when you say that CDs are one of your most popular products now, is that from individuals, corporate purchases, both together? I mean, who's buying CDs right now? And the second question, the follow-up is, why are they buying them? Why are CDs particularly attractive right now?
I'd say it's all of the above, number one. We have individuals, we have businesses, we have public entities in some cases that are buying CDs. And the reason is that they're able to lock in the interest rate for a period of 3, 6, 9, 12 months. Most people are staying very short on the maturities of their CDs, but it gives them a way to get a little extra yield on their savings.
That's key. We're talking to Dan Kleffner, the president of Central Bank of St. Louis. And Dan, if I could put in one request, I wish you guys would bring back that whole thing where you open up an account and you get a toaster. My toaster is really old, and it's got a whole bunch of crumbs in the bottom. And, you know, if you did a toaster giveaway, I might open up a new account.
We have one better.
Okay, I'm listening.
You come in, you open an account, we're going to give you $300, and we're going to give you some Cardinal memorabilia. We'll give you a pullover or some other Cardinal item for your and maybe even two tickets to the Cardinal game.
That's better than a toaster. I'll just go to Breadco now and then come and get the swag from Central Bank of St. Louis. Dan, you obviously we've talked about you're the president of Central Bank here in St. Louis, and if folks want more information about how Central Bank can help them with their finances, dealing with fluctuating interest rates, whether it's CDs or what have you, how can folks reach you?
Yeah, they can call us at 314-862-8100, or they can reach us on the internet at centralbank.net.
Very good. Dan Kleffner, president of Central Bank of St. Louis. Hey, thanks for joining us this evening on KMOX.
Okay, thank you, Brad. Take care.
My pleasure. We're going to open the phone lines up here, and I've got a lot of topics to dive into, but one of the topics that we're going to get into in the next segment, two of which, one of them is connected to what Dan Kleffner was just talking about, is that how is inflation impacting you? You know, we see the gas pump, we see prices going up, but in what areas are you impacted by inflation or increasing prices? There was a viral video going around a couple of weeks ago where somebody went to Five Guys and it cost them like $50 or something for a cheeseburger and fries. It was like in New York or Seattle or somewhere very expensive. But the point being is that inflation impacts all of us. How is it impacting you? And also after the break, we're going to break down this issue with the Crumbleys, Jennifer and James Crumbley, the parents who were found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, and their sentencing occurred this week. But the question is, do you think it's fair? Should parents have to go to prison because of their negligence when it comes to the acts of their children? 314-436-7900 at your service. Don't go away.